My name is Archie McGinnis. I was born in the town of New Waterford and brought up in the Port Hood area of Inverness County known as Harborview. My coal mine song I'm relating to was in the Port Hood coal mines where I worked. So this is my song. Archie McGinnis is my name, as you may understand. I was born in the town of New Waterford in Cape Breton's Highland Land. The year was 1916, the world, it was at war. The war to end all world wars, which we've never known before. I entered the mine at an early age to shoot and load the coal. There was no other survival then if you weren't loading coal. The face was black, the lights were dim, but the spirit, it was high. The powder smoke was flourishing, but the air was very shy. My father, being a pro miner, he knew his way around. His guidance being the greatest help in the dangers all around. The dangers being so prevalent that no one ever known. What time a proper boom might snap and you may never see your home. One day my spirit, it had dropped, a tragic had occurred. A friend of mine two rooms away had met his final doom. His name was Clarence Fraser, no finer man I've known. He did not have the guidance and didn't know what to do. A fall of stone came from his roof where his air machine was set. Lack of timber being the cause, unfortunately it was. Lack of guidance in this case, the only course to take. Keep your timber up close, close to that black, black, dirty coal face. The bravest men in the coal mine field are the gallant dragger men. They search the pits in tragic hours when miners are entombed. When men are trapped within their space and lacking food and air. The only hope the miner has are those men with such a career. The dragger men so successfully in rescuing so many men. The miners known in tragic hours they need those gallant men in order that they may go down and earn their daily bread. Return to their homes and families and sleep in their own bed. My own experience was not that bad, as my time was not that long. World War II had broken out and I had said so long. So long to that deep and black, black face and smoke and gases too. To head to the Strait of Cancel, that's all that I could do. The Strait of Cancel had a boat which took us to the main. If we had missed a chance on her, we'd have to wait again. The exodus from the island was not that hard to explain, but the hills behind were flourishing in their own great domain. Well, that's Archie McGinnis and his coal mine days and him leaving Cape Breton Island. I spent 3 years underground and they were, I must say, quite happy ones, and I have a lot of respect for the men that's down there today. Goodbye, men of the deep, for now. See you later, okay?